Hello, Internet. My name's Jonathan Cook.
And I'm Matt Noble.
And this week on the Screen Verdict podcast, we're going to be returning to possibly one of our favourite shows.
Favourite shows to talk about.
Indeed, in HBO's Girls.
Yes, and we've got a very special treat today.
Mm.
We have an actual live girl as a guest on the podcast. Which girl is this, Jonathan?
For too long, two guys have been reviewing the show Girls. So we've recruited a very special guest girl in Bonnie Eford. Bonnie, how are you doing? Those of you might remember Bonnie from our Masters of Sex podcast.
Yes, and those with a keen memory might remember she's Jonathan's girlfriend.
Glad I remember that.
Yeah, and you guys are still going out?
We locked Bonnie's guest appearance in a while ago. As far as I know, Bonnie, can you confirm?
Confirmed, yes.
Okay,
you're
great.
Still going out.
Sigh of relief.
Yeah. Could have made for an awkward podcast.
You would have been loving that.
It could have been entertaining. It could have been.
So this is season 3 of the show, Girls.
Mm, and I guess for a show like this, hopefully the girls are getting into a bit more dramas than you and Bonnie.
We try and be more like Jim and Pam
than
Hannah and Adam.
Yes. So, Bonnie, why are you on a girls podcast? Have you watched the show? Are you a big fan of the show, Girls?
I'm a big fan. Yeah, I started watching it from the beginning. I love it. I think it's good. My favorite character, Shoshana, for obvious reasons. she's just awesome. I know a lot of people have qualms with it.
Any people in particular that have qualms with it?
Well, a lot of people. A lot of people, you know, can't stand how self-centered Hannah is. So I think that drives a lot of people away.
Mm.
It keeps my interest, I'll put it that way.
Mm. Yes, and no, I'm not sure if Jonathan's told you. Sorry I'm breaking this. He's not a fan of the show.
I am aware of that.
Okay, he hasn't just
although he watches it with me, because he's a good guy.
Yeah, what a great guy.
It'd be hard to pretend that I didn't like this show. It's on record. I do podcasts with relatively detailed opinions of mine on the show.
Mm. Yes. So, how are we going to skin this cat?
Well, we're going to talk about everything that's going on.
Yeah.
I don't know if we need a spoiler alert.
We're going to spoil things.
We're going to spoil
things. It's a comedy. Yeah.
This is our third podcast on it. If you haven't watched the show, go listen to our, I think it was Veep vs. Girls podcast to see whether you should watch the show.
Yeah.
Mm. Or just watch the show and catch up and don't worry about spoilers.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think we need a spoiler alert for this one.
I'm not feeling the spoiler alert.
We just spent 20 seconds talking about how we're going to be talking about spoilers anyway. I think that's enough. So, yeah, it's Girls, it's a show, it's HBO. Should we go character by character? Should we just start with Hannah and what she gets up to this year? She is the main character.
Yes. At the start of the season, Hannah is with Adam.
Yeah, they're back.
His heroic running through the streets while on FaceTime has worked.
Yeah.
And they are now a couple.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a good opening to the season where they're in the coffee shop or whatever and that girl that Adam was seeing last season is there and she and her friend just go ballistic.
Mm.
And he just has to cop it with Hannah just right there hearing all this terrible stuff said about him.
Mm. Yes. Are you happy to see Adam and Hannah back together, Bonnie?
Yes, I am happy to see them back together. It seems like he has his stuff together more and treats her better now than in the first couple of seasons.
Okay, this is interesting. you said he's treating her better now. From the first couple of seasons, I would have thought maybe he was the one getting the short end of the stick in terms of treatment.
Mm-hmm.
That maybe she was treating him badly. But is your perspective as a girl that it was Adam that was the problem with that relationship?
No. I mean, clearly Hannah's a little bit of a crazy person. But it's also clear that Adam is too. So they're kind of, like, perfectly crazy for each other. Like, it kind of works because they're both a little nuts. Mm-hmm. But no, I think it definitely takes two to tango. Like, I think they both are crazy. And they probably both mistreated each other.
Yeah. I feel like Adam, at first, didn't really consider this a long-term thing.
Yeah.
And that was why Hannah was like, oh, he doesn't reply to my text right away, and then he'll just call me up out of the blue.
Mm.
Which I can understand is not really good from her perspective. But once they started going out, I feel like they split because of her fears. Mm. You know, he was ready to commit, wanted to move in, and then she's like, oh, no, wait, I found Elijah, so you don't have to move in with me. And then he gets hurt by that.
Mm.
Yeah.
No, I'd agree with that. I'd agree with that. So, I guess this season, Hannah, I don't know, she gets a job at a thing? Is that the next thing with Hannah, or?
Yeah.
Job GQ.
Yeah. So she's
writing ads.
Yeah, so she gets a job writing ads for GQ. Do you like seeing her work for GQ, Jonathan?
I like the team at GQ. I thought they were funny. You had that sort of nice, friendly guy. Then you had that pretentious poet guy.
Mm.
The stern boss lady. There was some, I guess, some interesting inter-office dynamics.
Yeah.
Hannah was always thinking she was too good for the place. GQ's not real writing.
Mm. Well, even if GQ is real writing, probably the advertorial department is not. So I don't completely disagree with Hannah that this wasn't maybe the artistically best job for her. Bonnie, what did you think about GQ?
I think it's funny. I love the scene where she goes into the refrigerator and takes all of the free snacks. I thought that was funny. And she shows up to the meeting with, like, 5 cupcakes and, like, 4 bags of chips. Like, I just thought it was funny because it was such a Hannah thing to do. I thought it was funny. I was not surprised that she ends up quitting, though. Mm. You're kind of just waiting for it the whole season.
Yeah, at my local church, I do a bit of work with kids. And it really, Hannah seemed like a kid in this working environment. Like, she didn't quite get how an office runs. So she just, like, you know, stuffing all this food in her, like, hand, just grabbing as much food as she can for the meeting when that kitchen's open all day. You just, when you've finished your muffin, you can go in and grab something else. You don't need to grab, it's not like it's all going to go. And then she's in the meeting, and she says all her ideas in the first meeting. So I feel like she just did too much too quickly on the food front and on the ideas front.
That's not really Hannah's strength, being socially aware of a situation, or being self-aware of how she comes across in a situation.
Yes.
There is a clear disparity between reality and Hannah's perception or understanding of reality.
Yes.
A grandmother dies.
Oh, yeah. June Squibb?
Oscar nominee.
Yeah.
From one of my favourite films of 2013, Nebraska.
Mm, one of mine too. That was pretty sad, her grandma dying.
That was a relentlessly up and down episode.
Mm.
There were some sort of sad moments with the grandma, and then happy moments with the grandma, and you had that sort of funny, awkward interaction with the cousin, and then that became really annoying when she crashed the car and then tried to blame it on Hannah. Like, that cousin, I was just and then the grandma, she survives the thing, and you're like, oh, yay. And then at the very end of the episode, you get a call, oh, no, wait, she died.
Mm.
That felt so cheap. Like, you were just emotionally manipulated. Nothing of that was derived from logic or sense within the story. It was just like, we want to make you feel happy, and then, haha, no, she really dies. Now you end the episode feeling bad.
No, that's a very girls thing to do. Bonnie, what did you think about the June Squibb grandma fiasco?
You're right. I mean, I definitely, I kind of assumed she was going to live, so I was definitely surprised when she died, but I don't know. They love drama, so.
Do you think that, like, maybe the girls' writers or Lena Dunham were a bit annoyed when June Squibb got the Oscar nomination. And they were like, oh no, we've just killed off this character that is now an Oscar nominee. She's going to be the hottest person in Hollywood now, and she can't be in Girls Season 4.
You're saying that they resented her? Like, they found out, like, halfway through writing the episode, she got a nomination, well, we're killing her off.
Yeah. Oh. Because I know in The Office they got a bit annoyed when Jim was going out with Amy Adams, right? And then she got, like, an Oscar nomination, like, right after they'd written the episode where he dumps her.
I think Jenna Fisher would be pleased with that.
Yeah, yeah.
She could have taken an entirely less Pam-heavy route.
Yeah. So Hannah's also having to deal with Adam moving out of the apartment. The season starts and they're together and they're happy and things seem to be going relatively okay. And last season we sort of had Hannah withdraw and Adam have to deal with being sort of abandoned by Hannah. And this season we see Adam move out of the apartment, not to abandon her in a relationship sense, but so he can focus on this role he's gotten in this play. And she feels abandoned by him. Whether he's abandoned her or not, she's feeling a bit like isolated or a bit cut off from him. Bonnie, you're an actress. What did you identify with Adam here needing his own space for the process? Like, I've done a little bit of acting-ish. Like, I did high school drama and things. I'm probably not as into it as you. Do you get why I understand why he needs to move out for this?
Personally, no. But I will say that it does, like, when you do get a big role, I mean, of course, it's going to cut into your time a lot. But that would make me want to do the opposite of move out. Okay. I think that I would want to be with my partner more when I'm home. And then when I'm not home, I'd be working on it. But I don't know. I thought that was a little bit dramatic of Adam, but I was not surprised because he's kind of a little bit off the wall about, like, getting his career started. But no. Do I think that's necessary? Not at all. Mm. Is it necessary for Adam? Maybe.
Mm. To be fair, your partner is not Hannah.
You're right. Thank God.
Yes. Like, he was trying to, like, just relax and go over his lines, and she was coming and going, Adam, I need to tell you about every little detail from work today, right now, because that's the most important thing in the world.
Right.
I was a little bit split on this. Mm. I thought, from a relationship standpoint, Adam was in the wrong. Doesn't matter how big this break is, you can't just be like, I'm going away from you.
Yeah.
I can understand why Hannah felt abandoned, because she was abandoned.
Mm.
But when I look at the two characters, Hannah was creating all this drama for Adam.
Mm.
And I can understand why he would want to be away from that. But if she's that bad, then I don't think you should be together.
Yeah.
It's either she has these problems, or she's creating these problems and you deal with it and you stay together, or you need to be away from it. But you can't just go away for a few weeks and say it's because you've got this play coming up.
Mm.
Because, you know, what happens when you then get the lead in the next play? Are you going to go away again?
That's a good point. Yeah, I tend to agree with that. I guess, yeah, like, if it's such an issue, just break up with her. What a crazy scene where he says he's rehearsing his lines or whatever, so he goes, and he says, I just don't want you to come see me, and, like, 10 minutes later, Hannah's, like, at his door.
Oh, hey, I was in the neighbourhood. Thought I'd swing by. I was worried you wouldn't have bananas.
And he's like, okay, where's the banana?
He goes,
I knew I was forgetting something.
Yeah. I don't know, she bumps into Eli again this season and they just start hanging out a lot again.
Well, she hated him for having sex with her best friend.
Yeah.
But I guess seeing as her and Marnie were kind of distant at that point, it was okay to become friends with Elijah again.
Yeah. What's your read on Elijah, Bonnie?
I don't really have much of a read on Elijah. He's gay, and I don't really really get the issue between Hannah and Marnie because he's gay. It's like, who cares? It's not like one of you is... I mean, I guess Hannah used to date him, right? That was why it was such a big deal, because Hannah dated him before he came out. And that's why it's such a big deal. I just never got why it was such a big deal, because if he's gay and neither of them want to be with him, it's like, who cares who had sex with him? Right?
This is not an unfair point.
Like, I don't disagree.
I don't really disagree with that. Although Marty probably knew Hannah would not like it. Like, now maybe Hannah shouldn't have a problem with it, but she was always going to have a problem with it.
Let's say you have a problem with me wearing a red t-shirt.
Yeah.
You have no right, really, to be upset by that.
No, there's nothing wrong with you wearing a red t-shirt.
But if I know that you're going to be upset by me wearing a red t-shirt, and I show up to your birthday party wearing a red t-shirt...
Because that's your right. You are...
Does that make me the dick? Or are you the dick for then getting upset by that?
Well, I think in that case, we're both dicks. And I feel like this is sort of how that whole Marnie Hannah thing sort of ended up playing out. No one looks good.
That's sort of a summary of girls. No one really comes off too well in any of these dramas.
No, I don't think so. I really think this Elijah character is maybe the worst character on the show.
I agree.
Not worst for drama, because he creates a lot of it. But it seems like he's this little bad influence in the lives of all these girls. He'll, like, just get alongside them and start bitching about the other ones to them. And, you know, like, oh, Marnie thinks she's a good singer. Can you believe she thinks that? Like, she's such a bad singer. And just like, oh, she's going to be so awful tonight. And like, can you believe Shoshana said that? And like, just he just says all these, like, plants these little seeds of, like, negativity in everyone's heads. And then he does things like sleeps with Marnie, which he knew would annoy Hannah, and just do all these things that's causing tension within the group.
I agree, Elijah's not the greatest person. He is very bitchy and creates a lot of problems. I do find him sometimes entertaining.
He can sometimes be entertaining, yeah.
He at least makes me laugh sometimes with some of the ridiculous things that he says. And just some of the things he wears. He goes to the premiere or something, and there's this shot. I was thinking, oh, that's a nice suit that he's wearing. And so he's really stylish. That's cool.
Yeah.
And then it comes out, and he's wearing suit shorts.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, yeah, probably not going to take it.
Yeah.
Any more fashion advice from Elijah?
Yeah. I agree. He's entertaining, but as a human being, he's probably the worst. Because I think, and not even that he's done necessarily all the worst things in the show, but I feel like he brings out the worst in all the other characters.
Mm. So who else do we have to talk about this season?
Well, I guess her best friend's Marnie, who I guess gets a bit involved in musical things this year. She writes a song.
With that hot guy?
Yeah. What was his name? Desi or something?
And she hooks up with him even though he has a girlfriend.
Oh, no, that's not a good thing to do. That's not cool. But I wasn't shocked.
I wasn't either.
No. Were you shocked that Marnie would do something like that?
No. It's funny because I found this guy such a phony. But I can see why to Marnie he was like the coolest guy ever.
Oh, for sure.
They did actually sound alright, though.
They did.
It was a little bit plain, but
yeah,
it was good.
No, it was fine. It was a good song. Good.
I could see them doing stuff.
Yeah, if I was like a friend of theirs and I went to their concert, I'd be like, oh, it's pretty cool. They've done a good job on that. What did you think about this guy, Bonnie? Was this a cool guy? Would you go out with this guy?
No, I mean, you know, here's the thing. He plays guitar. He looks a little bit like Justin Vernon. I don't know. I mean, he's cute. Like, I see the appeal, but his personality's a little annoying. He knows that he's kind of hot, you know?
Yeah. He rates himself.
So I'm not so into that.
The funniest thing about his character is the fact that Adam likes him. Because Adam is normally so quick to point out the phonies, and you think he'd be the kind of guy that he would hate. But because he's just really chill with Adam, and he's also sexual, he's got this good role in this play, Adam thinks he's cool, which is just baffling to Hannah.
Yeah.
The fact that that riles Hannah up, and rightly so, I found quite entertaining.
Yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. Like, I think that's the thing with some of these guys. Like, a guy can play a guitar and act sort of serious, and there's some girls who just eat that up. Like, oh my gosh, he plays guitar, he's writing sensitive lyrics, he, like, sits there and listens to me, like, talk. He says sort of platitudes that to me sound insightful. Yeah, I know guys like this. And I know girls that like guys like this. I had a friend who's a pretty big girls fan, in that they watch the show and love talking about it. I don't know what they'd review it out of 10. I guess I don't ask people when they're talking about shows, score it out of 10. Scream verdict this. But she had a theory about this Desi guy this season in Girls, which didn't end up coming to fruition. But she thought that Desi and Adam were going to sleep together.
Desi and Adam were going to sleep together.
What? Now that would have been entertaining.
Yeah.
I can kind of see that. I don't think it would happen, but it's not an outrageous prediction. I think it's a pretty funny prediction because it's a bit of a long shot, but if it comes true, you're just like...
I called it. Yeah. Yeah, you needed to.
Nailed it.
Well, this person posted on Facebook, like, who's seen Girls? I've got to tell them something. Which is sort of what I sometimes like doing with shows, like, I've got this awesome prediction for this show, where if it comes true, people are going to think I'm a genius. I need to let anyone who's watching this show know that so I can claim it. Because there's nothing worse than something happening, like, if they did sleep together and she goes, oh, yeah, I thought that was going to happen. You're like, no, whatever. Yeah, but at first I was like, I don't really see it. And then I thought about it a bit more. I slept on it. I slept on this theory. I thought, you know what? Girls hasn't done this year some big water cooler shocking moment. You know, like last season they had the get on all fours scene. It was a big water cooler shocking moment. And even the Shosh affair was a bit of a shocking sort of water cooler moment. But they didn't do anything that people were really talking about around the water cooler. Like, oh my gosh, can you believe this happened on Girls?
Mm.
So I actually thought, maybe they will have sex together just because they need
to a House of Cards.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I actually had just seen House of Cards when the series getting floated, and I thought, I could see the Hannah-Desi-Adam threesome happening. And then we got that episode role play where she's talking about wanting to spice up their sex life.
That was kind of funny.
That was pretty funny.
Of course, it had to end in an incredibly frustrating and depressing way. But yeah. The bits leading up to that where she's trying to lure him back to the place being the old, mature Svetlana or whatever
yeah.
she was.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny.
I think that was Hannah's best episode. So I got Marnie, and yeah, she likes this guy. He's got a girlfriend. She makes out with this guy.
She tells Shoshana about hooking up with Ray.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
That's such a good response from Shoshana.
It was a very good response. Should we talk about Shoshana a bit now?
Sure.
Bonnie's favourite, my favourite, your favourite, right? Everyone loves the Shosh.
I used to, until she cheated on Ray. I still like her more than the other characters, but I'm still butthurt over that.
Yeah, I didn't like it, but I'm sort of just trying to block that out and start afresh with Shoshana this season. Just because there's no one really else in the show to root for. I need someone to root for in the show. So, she ends up sleeping with a lot of guys this season. She was a virgin for all of season one. And I guess before then as well. That's how virginity works. And then in season, at the end of season one, she sleeps with Ray and they enter a relationship, and that's her first sort of sexual relationship. Then she cheats on him with the doorman at a party awful. Were you really annoyed when that happened, Bonnie? Because me and Jonathan were pulling our hair out.
Yes, I was annoyed.
Okay. So that was pretty bad. They break up. It's a bit messy. And in the season, she's thought, I'm single. I'm free. I've got to make up for lost time. I'm just going to sleep with heaps of guys.
And lo and behold, this turns out to be an unfulfilling experience and returns to Ray hat in hand at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know what I wanted there. Because I used to be rooting for Shoshin Ray.
Mm.
But it's not really cool what she did.
No.
And her just saying, please take me back, is kind of heartbreaking. But is it enough to really fix the relationship?
Hmm.
I don't know what Ray wants anymore, though. Because I would have thought Ray would want her back. Like, what does Ray want?
I think if you're in the world of girls, right, maybe Shoshana's sort of close to the best sort of girl that's out there, right? Like, in the real world, maybe not. But in the girls' world, maybe. Although, then again, what about Adam's girlfriend from last season? The one that had to get on all fours.
Yeah, she didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah. Maybe that's it. If you want to be a likable girl in Girls, be in the show list. what do you think, Bonnie? Ray, Shoshana, should it happen? Should it not happen?
I kind of wanted them to get back together.
Mm.
But it doesn't excuse what she did, I guess.
Yeah.
Obviously. I don't know. I thought it was heartbreaking watching him reject her, though.
Hmm.
Because she's so innocent, kind of. Or she used to be.
Hmm. Refresh my memory. Did she want to get back together with him before or after she found out he slept with Marnie? After.
Yeah, I think when she asked to get back, she does know that he slept with Marnie.
Okay. Does that change things, sort of, I guess?
Yeah, is Ray a scumbag for sleeping with Marnie?
Okay, yeah. What do we think about Marnie and Ray? Is this a couple we're rooting for?
No. It's funny because they're such polar opposites, and Ray's always made fun of Marnie.
Yeah.
I don't like that as a long-term thing, but I thought it was a funny route for the show to take short-term.
Did Marnie do the wrong thing?
Marnie did the wrong thing. I don't know if Ray did, because Ray doesn't owe anything to Shoshana. Like, he didn't wrong her. Like, he was in love with her. He treated her well and wanted to be with her, and then she wronged him.
Yeah.
So when Marnie comes to him, I don't know how much of a responsibility he has to Shoshana. Mm. Unless he still wants to get back with her. But I don't know if he did.
Yeah, okay. Can I play Marnie's advocate for a second? Just to space out. Though I probably agree with you. Is it okay? Like, if Shoshana doesn't like Ray anymore and doesn't want to be with Ray anymore, right? Does Marnie have an obligation not to sleep with Ray?
I think she put it quite well herself when she apologizes to Shoshana, and she says, I'm sorry, I need to respect your emotional property. Which I thought was such a good term for it.
Yeah.
I think unless you explicitly give your friend the go-ahead, a good friend's ex, especially if it was, a serious ex, is no-go.
Yeah, I agree. I actually agree with that. Completely.
It's universal.
Yeah, you need the permission.
Yeah.
But it was kind of exciting when Marnie walked into Ray's apartment and was just like, I don't know. It's like, all right, you have my attention.
There was something about their relationship that I did think was interesting and sort of a bit of fun. Like,
especially when it came off the back of her saying, why don't people like me? And Ray just rips it ruthlessly, tears her apart.
Yeah. That was good. I really like that scene.
What did you think of Hannah's reaction to discovering
my... Oh, my gosh.
Everything's my business.
This was my water... It wasn't really a water cooler moment of the season, but it definitely was my... There were two moments this season that I was a bit like, have my mouth a bit open for, and this was one of them. Everything's my business, opening the door. What a ballsy move by Hannah. Like, I just didn't get why she even did that.
She shouldn't have.
How could she go into... Wasn't it Ray's place?
Yeah.
What concern is it of hers who Ray is sleeping with?
Yeah. Like, it's not like she knew that was Marnie in there. No. It's just probably some random girl from a bar. She wanted to look at Ray having sex with some random girl.
I guess somehow the fact that Adam was staying at Ray's place and there was sex going on in that place was somehow made her feel threatened or something. Even though it's not Adam having sex, it's Ray
in
her own place.
Yeah. It was very bizarre. Like, what was going through her head? But it wasn't surprising either. I wasn't surprised in the least.
I do not put that fast,
incredibly Anna. Bizarre, unexplainable, self-involved behaviour. And then she opens the door, sees it's Marty, and doesn't she say, "You can't be angry at me now," or something? Does she say that?
Yeah.
She said something like, "Don't judge me," or something.
Yeah, you can't judge me now.
You can't judge me.
What does she mean by that? Does she mean like, is this like a massive slap in the face to Ray of, look, you can't say anything bad about me now, you've slept with Ray? Or is it, you've slept with your friend's ex, I will never do anything that bad?
Yeah, I feel like her line of reasoning would be she was offended on behalf of Shoshana. But you feel like it's...
How often has she spoken to Shoshana this season on Girls? I don't see them, I'm not seeing her be a great friend to Shoshana when I'm watching Girls.
Mm.
When they're away at the cabin, and Shoshana loses it, that's my favourite scene of Girls this season. Where she just serves up Hannah on a plate. This usually such bubbly, cheery sort of girl that doesn't really say mean things about people, just lays into Hannah about how self-involved she is.
I kind of like that from Shoshana. I found the scene as a whole frustrating because it's just a bunch of people yelling at each other about how awful they are.
Mm.
And it doesn't really go anywhere. While watching it, I thought, this is great writing in the sense that it's realistic. Like, I can imagine these people getting into this argument and this being exactly what they say. But at the same time, why do I care? I watch things mainly to be educated or entertained. And I didn't feel like I was learning anything, and it was just miserable.
I was entertained because I felt like Shoshana was saying the things to the characters that I wish I could say.
Hmm.
I was going, finally, someone's saying this to these people.
One of my favourite things from season two is at the end of the season when Led tells Hannah that she's just rotting inside and is the most self-centred person he's ever met. And I like that because, yes, it was what we wanted to say, but I felt like it landed. Whereas in this scene where everyone was yelling at each other, I didn't feel like there was a payoff for those punches being thrown.
See, from the scene I remember, I feel like Shosh was the payoff. Like, wasn't she the one who ended it all sort of thing? Bonnie, what did you think of the big fight in the cabin?
I didn't like it, obviously, but I thought it was kind of like cathartic because all of that had needed to be said for so long. So it was like, I agree with you, Matt. It was kind of like, finally...
Okay, so now let's talk about Jessa.
She is in rehab, and she's not really taking it seriously. She just uses it as an opportunity to basically just exercise her perceived superiority in wit and intelligence over the weak and poor people in the rehab center by just tearing them down in group meetings.
Did this surprise you?
No. I think Jessa is not a good person.
Yeah.
Mm. I don't like Jessa.
Yeah. I feel like you dislike her more than I do, but I don't really like her either. Bonnie, what do you think about Jessa in rehab?
I'm glad Jessa's in rehab. Clearly she needs it.
Mm.
I don't want to jump ahead too much to the end of the episode, but what she's willing to do for the old woman shows that she needs to stay in rehab for a while. It's kind of out of her mind.
Mm. See, I don't you know think what that was the right thing for her to be doing. But it was also the most sort of empathetic thing she does all season.
Show, yeah.
the most relatable or kind thing she does is try to euthanize someone.
Oh, Jessa. That crazy Jessa. I predicted, you know, she just disappeared at the end of last season. And I'm hoping I said this in our last podcast. I can't remember. Everyone was always talking about, oh, Jessa, what a crazy girl. Or just riding off and doing exciting things in Europe or, you know, painting elephants in India or, you know, people were pretty thinking she was doing all this amazing stuff. I bet she's working in a fast food joint or just she's doing something incredibly uninteresting and unexciting. And that sort of is what she was doing. She was sitting in a rehab. Like, so, I don't know. I hope I get credit for making that prediction. That's probably an easy prediction to make, and I may have not actually made it.
You did.
Oh, I think you think I did. Okay, good. You know, she starts working in a baby clothes shop, but she's not very good at it. And then
just steals all the money for drugs.
Yeah. Then she starts seeing that older guy, and then Shosh steps in and gets rid of him by bringing his daughter over.
I like that. Good move, Shosh.
Yeah, that was a good move. This is why I like Shosh again this season. But like, she was getting mad at people. She was, like, causing a bit of drama, but in a good way. What do you think, Bonnie, of all of Jess's sort of shenanigans this season?
I think she's crazy. She drives me crazy. She's definitely my least favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Like, worse than Hannah.
Okay.
I think she should still be in rehab. I hope she's back in there next season. She's a nut. She's a nut.
Mm. See, this is why I probably like Hannah less than Jessa. Just because I feel like Jessa is so all over the map and things that sort of, in one sense, she's a bit easier to predict almost. Whereas Hannah tries to justify everything she does. Like, Hannah tries to, every action Hannah does, she tries to explain why that was the right thing to do. Whereas Jess is a bit more, look, I just do what I want to do, and that's what life's all about. I just play it through. Where Hannah's like, does these selfish things, and then she's going, but that's okay that I did that.
I feel like she does things that are just as crazy and misguided, but it's as though Hannah doesn't know, just doesn't realize. Whereas Jessa just doesn't care.
Okay.
But in some way, she's self aware because Shosh walks past when she's lying outside the place and she says, you look like a junkie. And then Jessa says, I am a junkie.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, so what's worse? To be, like, oblivious and completely lack of self-aware and just go through life sort of doing these hurtful things without even being aware that you're hurting people or doing the wrong thing? Or to know you're doing the wrong thing but not care?
I guess it's because Jess has a grudge against the world because of her upbringing and things. And I guess it's just a question of whether you feel it's justified. I don't.
No, I don't think it is either. You can't just use stuff like that as an excuse for your whole life to do whatever you want.
Mm. We got introduced to a new character this season in Adam's sister.
Yes.
If there weren't enough crazy people in the show Girls already...
Mm.
We got introduced to a...
Yes.
off the walls crazy in her. I didn't like her at first because I thought she was too manic and the show was manic enough as is.
Mm.
But then as she gets together with Laird, I actually thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
I thought the part where she tells this story about why... What was it? Adam cared so much about something because he took that sick girl to the prom,
yeah,
and then died or whatever. And the story has led in tears,
yeah,
and yet Hannah still cares about how this has an impact on her book or something.
Yeah
Even her, this crazy selfish person, was just like, wow, even I think you're insane.
Yeah.
Bonnie, did you like Adam's sister?
That she was funny. I think the act actress did a great job. I thought she was pretty right on with the manic. Because that can be hard. I mean, that's hard to play.
Hmm.
Unless you are actually manic, which I'm sure this actress is successful, so she's not.
Yeah, there's never been a manic successful actor before.
But no, I like her. I thought she was funny. She scared me. Her eyebrows scared me. I wanted to wax them. And it was perfect because it's like exactly who you would want to be Adam's sister is this crazy person.
Mm.
It's just so funny.
That in typical Hannah fashion, she wants her sister to move in, even though Adam says not to, and then as soon as things get a bit hard, she's wanting the sister to move out.
Mm. So I guess the final thing of the season...
Yes.
Is the premiere of the play.
Mm-hmm.
And Hannah's supposed to stay away from Adam, just let him do his thing, but she goes into his dressing room right before he's about to perform, not just to say good luck, but to say, by the way, I'm going to Iowa to do this writing workshop, my grad program.
Mm-hmm.
Best of luck.
Yeah.
He goes out there, everyone enjoys the show, but he comes out, he is furious because he thinks he performed terribly and blames it all on Hannah.
Yeah.
He walks off, and you're not sure if they're going to be together, whether she feels bad about it. But the final scene is her just holding that acceptance letter as if she's more happy with the grad program than concerned with losing Adam.
Mm. Okay, Bonnie. Jonathan's starring in a play. Okay? He's being pretty nervous about it.
It's Screen Verdict on Ice.
Yeah, okay, yes. He's about to skate out, okay? He's getting his skates on. Okay, he's really nervous. This is his first ever ice show, okay? He's been practicing for ages for this. And you get some news, that not so bad news, but something that's going to have a big impact on him, okay?
Okay.
Do you go tell him right before he skates out this news? Or do you wait?
No!
No!
No. No. Horrible timing, Hannah, you idiot.
Were you surprised that she chose this time to tell him?
No. No. It's so typical. When she's doing it, you're just sitting there, just shaking your head, because it's just so typical. Because for 1 second, the attention might be on Adam, so she has to take it back. It's like, come on. It's clearly just her insecurity again, rearing its ugly head, so to speak.
She's like a reality show contestant that gets worried when other people get screen time. Like, I feel like, even with the, walking on Marnie and Ray, here's Ray having sex, she's like, oh my gosh, this is going to be a whole storyline on the girl show now. Like, I'm not going to get this storyline. I've got to see who this is and how big a deal this is. Yeah. Jonathan, if you're about to skate out on Screen Verdict on Ice, would you want to get that news right before skating out?
No, definitely not.
How would you deal with it if Bonnie came and gave you that sort of type of news right before you're about to skate out for our Ice Spectacular?
I'd be distracted and upset. I'd be upset with the situation that she'd be leaving. I'd be angry at her for telling me right before the show.
Mm.
I'd be so confused. It'd be just the worst.
Mm. I'm glad Bonnie said she's not going to do this, because if we ever do have an ice show, I want it to go well.
I would never do that. You know that.
Yeah. That's good. Man, can we do an ice show now? I've already gained the Screen Verdict on ice.
You skate?
I'm not too bad.
Like, I used to be all right.
Yeah, I haven't done it in ages, but I think I was pretty good back in the day.
I could go backwards.
I can't remember if I could, but it can't be that hard. I'm sure I could go backwards. Yeah. Do you do ice skating, buddy?
Oh, I'm horrible. I hate it. I'm not good. I'm a little bit better at roller skating, but not very much.
All right, next time you come to Sydney, Macquarie Ice Rink, here we come.
We're hitting it up. Let's do it. Or maybe just, or you just seem like a date for you and her. Have I hit on this, or I don't want a third
You're
wheel.
On it, Matt.
What's
You're
that?
On it.
Oh, great. Yeah.
There's nothing romantic about me ice skating. It's just embarrassing.
Well, I think if you're not good, Bonnie, it can be a bit romantic, because then, like, you know, the boyfriend can come in and sort of, like, guide you around the ice and hold you, catch you when you fall and things like that.
I feel like it's the kind of thing that would be romantic in a montage.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I see her slipping, me laughing, helping her up,
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
And then you just put some, you know, sweet music over the top of
yeah.
it.
But yeah.
But really, it's just 2 hours of her getting frustrated and yelling at me.
Yeah.
We're cold. We just want to go home.
I told you I didn't like ice skating. I told you I wasn't any good at this.
Yeah, that's probably what it would end up being.
You know, I'm embarrassed in front of all those, like, 5-year-old kids that are like doing
spins,
like, yeah, spins and jumps.
Yeah.
So that's Girls?
Yeah, let's give season 3 of Girls a screen verdict.
Okay. This was my favourite season of Girls. There was nothing that really annoyed me about anyone. There was, like, the characters were still pretty selfish and things, but I guess I'm used to that now. And I don't think there were any episodes that I hated. Like, they're all sort of fairly watchable and things. That being said, I've never been a huge fan of this show. The bar wasn't high for it to clear. And I think I enjoyed this season a bit more. I enjoyed the show stuff quite a bit this season. Hannah walking in on Marnie and Ray was something that was frustrating in one sense, but it was also pretty entertaining. Like, oh, I can't believe she's doing this. Well, I can, but this is still pretty entertaining, like, seeing her do something like this. The role play episode, yeah, I think it was pretty good. What did I give season 1, Jonathan?
A 5.5.
I'm going to give it a 5.5 out of 10. It wasn't that much better than season 1.
All right, season 3, I thought started off quite strong. I thought some of the first few individualized episodes were quite funny. But Hannah got gradually more and more frustrating. I think she was delusionally selfish and lacked social awareness to a new height this season. I didn't like any of Jess's storylines. I thought Shosh redeemed herself a little bit, but didn't have that much to do this season. I thought Marnie had some funny moments with Ray, but again, she was just kind of, oh, and that art exhibit opening friend of hers, she was quite funny. They had some funny bits of dialogue.
Mm.
But generally, she was kind of doing stuff where she was in the wrong a lot again this season. Adam, I'm normally a big fan of, and he had some good moments, but I thought he was sort of in the wrong, distancing himself from Hannah. I think he just needs to deal with his problems more. Ray was kind of funny as usual, though him not getting back together with Shosh was kind of heartbreaking, even though if I didn't know if I wanted it to happen. It has its moments, but it's just too frustrating for me to say I enjoy the show. I'm going to give season 3 a 4 out of 10.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This is it. I gave season 1 a 5, season 2 a 4, and season 3 a 4.
Okay. Bonnie, what's your verdict?
Okay, well, being a fan of the show, season 1 will always be my favorite, just because, I don't know. The first season's always the most intriguing, because it's new. Season 2... is not super memorable for me for some reason. But this season I liked, but not as much as season 1. I think I would probably give it like a 7 out of 10. Season 1 would have been like an 8 or 9 out of 10 probably.
Oh, man. Now let's have a look at the housekeeping segment of our podcast. And we've got some TV news for a show. We're talking about a TV podcast. And maybe some sad news for our listeners.
I'm a half-full glass kind of guy.
There's
I'm going to try and take a positive spin
on
this.
Yeah, there's a positive spin. But, okay, firstly, David Letterman announced he was retiring from The Late Show with David Letterman. He's walking away. He's leaving the desk. Bonnie, are you a big Letterman fan?
No, I don't really watch much late night.
Okay, fair enough. This was pretty sad for me, because all through high school, I would stay up late to watch The Late Show with David Letterman before going to bed. So that was my high school years, was staying up late with Dave, going into school, making references the next day. No one else really got, because I don't think anyone else watched Letterman. Anyway, so very sad he's leaving. But the silver lining I saw in this was there was a slot open for the Late Show. They needed to look for a replacement. And I thought you probably couldn't do too much better than the Screen Verdict team.
Mm. I was very excited.
Yeah, I thought this could, we were passed over for the Tonight Show.
I've just been holding the phone.
Yeah, we were looking at the phone
the last few days.
And we've been passed over for the Tonight Show like three times. Because they first gave it to Conan, then they gave it back to Jay Leno, and then they gave it to Jimmy Fallon. So I thought, Late Show, this could be it. I'd probably rather fill in for Dave's shoes than Jay's. So I think it's probably an advantage that we were passed over for the Tonight Show. Anyway, some very sad news. We were not chosen. Neither of us. Like, it was, you would have been happy. I could have been your Paul Schaefer. So neither of us are hosting the Late Show.
If not us, then who?
Then who? Well, someone I'm a pretty huge fan of, and I think you are too.
Mm.
They have picked Stephen Colbert to host Late Night.
Wow. I love Colbert on the Colbert Report.
He's incredible.
So to lose the Colbert Report...
And he's not going to be playing that character on the Late Show, obviously.
Mm.
So we're losing two Late Show hosts, David Letterman and the Stephen Colbert we've been watching for the past 9 years.
Is there going to be an equivalent of the Colbert Report? Is someone going to take over that show?
No announcement's been made. People are speculating.
But it is great to see him on The Late Show, because I think he's the best person for the job.
He's great. He can sing, he's smart, he does good interviews, he's got a great wit and delivery, he's an actor, he can perform. Like, he's really a great host and will really do an I think he'll do a great job, and someone who can really challenge Fallon for those ratings, see them go head-to-head. So I'm happy. But I feel like on the Colbert Report, he's doing something that no one else is doing on TV. Like, the satire that's there is unique, and we're going to be losing something that's one of a kind for something that probably won't be as good.
Hmm. I mean, it's had a good run, though. It finally got that Emmy.
Yeah.
If there was a time to go, though, you'd be okay with it.
Yeah, I think so. And and I'm happy for him because I like him so much. He's such a... I've seen him in interviews and stuff. He seems like such a nice family guy. He goes to church and things. Like, he seems like a genuinely nice guy. And I really like when they were offering him the job. He said one condition was Dave had to be okay with it.
Mm. Bonnie, what are your thoughts on Stephen Colbert?
I don't really watch his show, but people think he's funny.
Will you give him a chance on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert?
If you can keep me up late enough to watch it, babe, I will check it out.
We'll record an episode.
Yeah. We'll YouTube the viral videos the next day.
All right, well, that's the podcast for the week.
Yep, it is. Thank you so much for joining us, Bonnie. It's always fun having you on the podcast, and hopefully you'll be on many more.
For sure.
Should be in the background of podcast. Say, hey, when are you finished?
Yeah. Yes.
You said you'd make dinner an hour ago.
Yeah. And we've got another podcast coming up soon. I think we're going to try to crack that cookie mystery.
We are going to solve the case of the missing cookies.
Yeah.
Look forward to that, and we'll see you next week.
See you.
Say bye.